Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Well, let's hit it. It's What the Buzz. I'm Joanna Barba, joined by Emily Slape.
Yes. Legally
Emily Slape.
Yes. That is my legal name.
What up, Emily? It's been a while.
I know.
We've
been
back.
Figuring out work.
Yes.
The app.
The app, which I see it every day.
It haunts me every day.
It does haunt us every day.
All those people...
Who want to
send in messages. Don't get us wrong. We appreciate the help. But we also see the issues. We see the back end. Really, no one on the show can do anything about it. So
no
calling into
can,
the show.
Despite what Buzz may tell you.
Yeah, it doesn't work. They have no power there. They may have power elsewhere. Oop, I have power there. But they can't help you, guys.
I wish I could, but I can't. That's not my department. Mm-mm. And I hate when people are like, well, you guys aren't even trying.
You don't even know.
Somebody messaged one day because they were complaining about the podcast. And I was like, look, I've already done what I could.
Yeah.
It's in somebody else's hands now. And the response was, Buzz is right. You guys are just leaving it like that and not even following up. You're kind of just saying like, well, that's not my job. And I'm all... It's not. I'm not an IT
person.
It really is not.
Yeah, that's not part of her job. There's these things, that are all connected. You guys are just at the top. And that's what I would complain about to our managers, other managers, mm-hmm. is that, you guys are the face of it.
Right.
So, of course, I get what Buzz is saying. Totally agree.
Yeah.
That you guys are the face. You're going to hear the complaints. Because same thing at remotes when people are like, which remotes are when we're out of business, handing out stuff.
Right.
And that we don't have stuff to hand out.
We don't.
Yeah. And so we hear that. I get it. I'm one of them, too. That's like, you guys suck. You don't have anything. You don't have stickers. You don't have a T-shirt. You don't have a CD. Nothing. I get it. But we can't do anything about that. There's other people. So.
Right. We're just taking the hits here.
Yeah. You're taking
the hits.
That's
what it is.
I get it's annoying. But. It's this constant upgrade of equipment that Buzz has no understanding of. We're not even going to try to explain it. And for those who reach out and say like, oh, I can help. Thanks. But I wouldn't do it for free either, man. So just keep it to yourself. And we have people working on it. And there's this whole new system that they switched to the app.
Uh-huh.
And they just did it with our area. So our engineer is even going back and telling them, we're having a bunch of issues ever since you changed it.
Right.
So we might even have to just go back and fix it. So a bunch of, matrixy numbers and whatnot, okay, that we don't need to explain to anyone. Just
exactly.
Let it happen.
Shout out to our engineer, though.
Oh, Mike is great.
Mike has been so great with this whole thing. He sees... So. Before anybody starts messaging us like, hey, your app sucks or it's breaking down, Mike already has the notification
that
something
as well.
Is wrong.
Yeah,
well,
we
Emily
get
does
them.
Too.
We and our program director, all three of us see it in real time. So we don't need you to call in and say, oh, it's not working. We see it before we get it. Before we get an email from Buzz or something, guys. So we know what's going on.
This has nothing to do with our wonderful listeners.
No.
Thank you so much for pointing
it
out.
We get it.
The thing that's really starting to piss off everybody else is Buzz's constant emails.
Emails or even playing the calls. We don't need to hear it from you, listeners. We're hearing it from you anyway through the app chat, through our own emails.
Right.
We get it. But my argument was like, when your power goes out, are you calling El Paso Electric and doing the same thing? Because I hope so. If Spectrum goes out or whoever your cable provider is, I hope you're doing the same thing to them as well. Ours is free. You're upset about a free service. You pay for your electric and your cable. I would expect you to complain to them.
Right.
Our app is free. Don't get me wrong. But that was when we were talking about it. That was the comeback. I heard from someone else where they were like, it's free. We're working on it. But at least we're providing something for you for free. Like, right. At least give us that, guys. Give us a little leeway, you know?
No, little bit. We take the hits. Yeah. If anything, no. I'm taking the hits here.
Because yeah, poor Joanna.
I'm the only one that runs the app chat.
Yeah.
So I see your messages. Appreciate them. That's so nice. But also, like, I don't know what to tell people anymore.
We're like, going to have to come up with a generic thing.
We're working on it. I don't know.
Hope you have a great day. That's all I ever tell people.
The thing that it is down to the core is the bitching we get from Buzz on it. Because, and it's not, okay, Buzz has this concern, right? But then we try to explain it to Buzz and it's like he goes blank and eyes glazed over.
Just fix it, you know?
Right. And his response is just, well, just fix it. And then we're like, we're trying to, dude.
Yeah, no, and it's a whole system. We're not going to waste our time explaining because, it's not going to matter. So we rather waste our time on the problem than trying to explain everything. So just know we see it. We work on it. It's a constant issue. It annoys us as well. We're constantly trying to fix it. We want to make sure you want to download our app or keep our app. So why the hell would we self-sabotage ourselves again? I don't know why people think that way.
We suck. Thank you so much.
We don't play Slayer and we get it, but we're gonna fix the app. We see it in real time. We see how long it was down. Mm-hmm. Those are the emails that Mike and I receive. So it does say when it was offline, what time, how long.
It tells us all how, that good it tells stuff. You how long it goes down.
But to be helpful, you wonderful listener who hears this, is you send in an email. Uh-huh. Don't call Joanna. You can send in an app chat as well because she doesn't have the time to write down your answer. You can email or app chat us saying, what device are you using? Why are you on Wi-Fi? Are you on mobile data? Have you updated the app? Those are the three questions that we have to start with to figure out your issue.
So if you have a message for us letting us know, hey, your app is down. From now on, you need to provide these things for us.
I don't want to just
hear
what are
you listening on? What are you on Wi-Fi? Are you on your mobile data? Have you updated? All those things.
Those
things will help us so we can track down what the real issue is.
Yeah,
because on some days, I get a ton of messages, hey, the app is down.
Yeah.
And that could be a variety of people listening from anywhere on any device.
And usually we're not the only app. So it was affecting another app. So
and
that's
then there's
the
some days where it's only like one person who messages or one person that calls in.
Be like, it's probably nobody, you, sweetie.
Yeah, and nobody else has messaged. So then maybe the problem is with your phone, with your data, with whatever connection you're on.
And no one likes to hear that, and we know it. We know no one likes to hear, well, maybe it's you. So just saying it may be you, and we'll be happy to help you. Because that's something I say on KISS all the time. Mm-hmm. If you have an issue with our app, turning on the notifications, downloading it, reinstalling it, whatever, call us and we'll walk you through it. Don't just call and leave a message about how we suck. How about you be helpful instead? We can do that. All for that.
Help us.
Yeah.
Help you.
Yeah, because usually, especially during Win Cash, which is what we're doing right now, and that's a national contest across all our markets, and it has usually crashed the website as well when people try to log in and enter the codes, and it'll crash the app sometimes as well because they can enter through the app as well, and then that whole team has to go and make all these, I'm so sorry, we're working on it, usually does it the very first day, it always crashes, so our app was crashing when people were going
when
to enter the first code.
On our end, it's called the GoFund Yourself.
GoFundYourself code. Yeah. And on KISS, it's 30 grand in your hand. So both were crashing. Yeah. I don't know who comes up with these things. But it was crashing on both. And then KLAQ crashed again when you guys were giving away Foo Fighter tickets.
Right. So I did see those messages.
Our system does need to be upgraded or whatever. But nobody can do that except corporate. We're all just going to sit here like ducks until they can power it up.
Again, taking the hits for you guys.
Yeah. So again, it's a system. It's like the ice cream machine at McDonald's. It may work. It may not work. But you're still going to McDonald's,
You're still going to McDonald's.
So you're still coming to KLAQ, and we appreciate it. We are going to do contests. We're going to get the app working. It works. May not work all the time,
now,
but it works.
If you're going to call in and bitch about it, I need you to call
three
and
questions.
Tell Buzz. Tell us all those things, but also tell Buzz, hey, Buzz, can you explain to me what's wrong with the app?
He's going to pull up the email.
I would love to hear all that. Oh, and you know what? And our engineer, great engineer, he
lovely
sent him
man.
A whole thing mm-hmm. explaining, like, here's what's happening. And I can assure you, Buzz did not read
it. Did not read it. No, probably did not. Probably was like, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that means.
What's a stream? What's a phone? I don't know.
On the topic of apps and stuff, the on-demand.
Oh, God.
Which is something that I have to take the hits for all the time. Because
Poitrana,
essentially it's on my end. We were having a lot of issues with it.
Yes.
For sure.
Another one.
It was very frustrating because here I am trying to figure it out, but I have to communicate with somebody from
a third party.
A third party.
Amperwave.
This is Amperwave.
Third party.
This is a different. This
isn't
corporate
anymore.
Works
with our company, yeah, but
this
not us.
Exactly. And so it wasn't working, and people kept calling every day. To be
people
like,
love their on-demand, aka the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
The podcast.
We get it.
The bane of my existence.
Yeah. And again, it's one of those, I get it.
I get it.
You want it. We want to provide it for you. It, you know, it's beneficial for the brand, for the show. And I get it. But again,
I'm taking the hits over here.
Yeah, there's
so,
things we can't control.
One day I just out of frustration yelled out, you get it when you get it. And I got bitched out for that.
Of course. And I got bitched at when I told a certain someone, I listen to podcasts all the time and they don't put up their stuff in, like, religiously.
Right.
And I don't message them and say, hey, why didn't you put up the podcast today? I've been waiting all day to hear it. I don't tell them anything. I usually think like, oh, maybe they got busy. Maybe something's going on with them.
Uh-huh.
That's all right. Whenever it's up, it's up. I look forward to it.
We got bitched
at. Why don't people think about that? That's what upsets me. You don't think they have lives? You don't think they got stuff to do, people? But no, when you want it, you get it, right? That's supposed to be the argument.
So I got bitched at. And Buzz was like, I didn't bitch at you. I'm like, you sent a very passive-aggressive email that said, we shouldn't be telling listeners, you get it when you get it. And I'm all, they know what I meant. And he's all like, no, we shouldn't. And then he like... CC'd our bosses on it.
Yeah.
And Brad was all like, I agree. We shouldn't be telling listeners this. And I was like, great. I know that was direct. You know how Buzz isn't confrontational.
Yeah,
he can't
be.
Tell you when he has
oh,
a problem
no, he
with
can't,
you.
No,
he has to tell everybody.
Yeah.
And I was like, next time you tell me.
Yeah.
And he's all like, well, I didn't bitch you out. And I'm like, well, that email, I got the hint. It was for me.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, you didn't. You just did it to everyone.
And it only came up because we got a neckline call from somebody that said, wow, you guys went really quickly from you get it when you get it to, oh, we're so sorry. We're working on it. We're going to get it up. And he's like, Joanna. And I was like, yeah, because Buzz didn't play that neckline call on air.
Oh, he didn't?
No,
oh,
he showed okay. it to me. But I was like, yeah, that's because you bitched me out on it. And I'm all, I can't explain to you what the issue with the on-demand is.
Yeah, it's a
I know what's
issue.
Happening. It's an issue that's happening. We think we have it figured out now. It's working fine.
Thank goodness.
But, you know, there was only so much I could do.
Yeah. And we had and it's always between our engineer, Mike, mm-hmm. myself, and Joanna. And we're like, okay, what are we doing?
I
kept sitting there thinking, it has to be something so easy. And it's bugging the hell
even
out of me.
The corporate guy was like, I have no idea why.
Yeah, they're
it's
like,
not.
They're blaming Joanna. Like, well, it's you.
Oh, yeah,
you're not
like,
pressing stop.
They told me, well, Joanna, you probably didn't do something on your end. And I was like, no.
Ooh,
I sent
fine
in.
Words.
I sent in pictures. I told him exactly what I did. And he was like, I believe you, but the point of the matter is we didn't get the end. The stop on our end.
No.
And I'm like, okay, well, then you fix it because I did my job.
And they ignored me when I sent the next email that I had sent them. I spoke with Joanna. She explained to me that mm-hmm. she's been having a discussion with you. Mm-hmm. And so since there have been too many issues that we cannot figure this out, I request that you make an appointment to do a walkthrough with Joanna.
Exactly.
And they didn't answer me. And so that's why I was thinking about the walkthrough. They just did it with our Kiss FM morning show.
Uh-huh.
And they walk through it with Mike. And so that's why I asked you, do you drag it or do you have hotkeys? Because right. he drags. And so like, oh my God, that's the only difference.
See, to some people, hearing that dragging and the hotkeys, they're not going to get it.
Well, everything you just didn't get, that's what Buzz hears. So that's why we just don't discuss
that's
it.
That's why it's easier not to argue with
yeah,
Buzz.
That's, yeah.
But the constant emails from Buzz are draining.
Yeah.
Especially because our engineer does try to explain it to him.
Yeah, he really does. I stopped years ago. So has our program director, because when we actually have to like try to have these conversations, mm-hmm. it just doesn't go anywhere.
And so, Buzz's response is just, we'll fix it.
Yeah, we'll fix it. So we don't even try. And our engineer is still new. And he right. doesn't get like, they don't need to know because they're not going to care. They really are not.
No, people aren't, you guys, let's be honest. You guys aren't going to care like what the actual issue yeah. is. You just want it fixed.
Yeah.
Which we get.
And we're doing.
And we're working on
I
it.
I think both are doing well so far. Yes, this morning, whenever you hear this, it was one other day after this whole fiasco where it was out for 2 minutes.
It was just out for two minutes. But you know what? Nobody.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
Nobody complained.
And it has not complained
Did not
since.
Get any messages on the app chat. Probably got a neckline call or something.
It was one person from an email that was forwarded to us by somebody.
I didn't get that email.
Well, that email is what set it off again. To and other people. I just stay out of the emails. I just take record and I leave it alone.
And that is
most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
That's why we've started out this episode with that.
Yeah.
Let's clarify the things going on with the apps.
Well, yeah, for those now, 17 people that listen, you are going to know it's the truth.
Thank you, 17 people who listen. 17, go us.
I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that, you know?
That's great. That means that this if is our this therapy. Doesn't go up 17 people, it's only going to be 17 people that complain.
Yeah, only that one person who says like, hey, I need a new What the Buzz.
Oh, this yeah, is, thank yeah, you so much for you, listening, dude.
I think it's a dude, yeah. Or whatever you identify as, I don't care.
We don't
know. I identify as a puppet now. That's what I was going to tell people. Like, what are your problems? I'm a puppet. I'm a corporate puppet.
My pronouns are aggressive
and difficult.
And difficult, all right?
Those are my pronouns.
So I got bitched at, and Buzz was like, you can't be talking to them that way in a mall. They know what I meant.
Like, we love our listeners. Do they not know our personalities? So you should not be offended.
Exactly, right?
Yeah,
you know
that's
who
your
I am.
Personality.
Also, take Buzz, you know who I am. You're the one who let me be on this show.
Exactly. You'd be like, oh, do you not want me to have this personality? Yeah, you want me to be like a housewife? All right.
Yeah, wrap it up, dude.
Yeah, no, don't say wrap it up. Don't let him go longer than he wants.
Yeah, I've been doing that lately.
I can hear the passive aggressiveness of the wrap it up.
Every time.
Yeah.
Let me try and explain
the wrap it up.
We have certain commercials every hour, right?
Yes.
And we have every hour we have 3 commercial breaks. And they vary between 6 minutes and 4 minutes, 3 minutes. I don't care when we go into a commercial break, so long as that final commercial break doesn't go over
the
next hour. Once commercials spill into the next hour, money. It does not get paid because they paid to be played during, let's say, the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
If it goes into the 9 o'clock hour, we just lost out on money.
Yeah. And I would think he would respect that.
Buzz doesn't care. And I don't blame him because he's had so much leeway. I care. At least he could do this to pretend that he cares.
No.
I tell my boss all the time, I'm all, he doesn't even listen to me. Why do I bother? And he's like, no, he listens to you. I'm like, no, he doesn't.
No, because then he wouldn't go over the time.
And then this one time our boss was going over the on-demand with all of us
The
computer, at the system. And I tell Buzz, I'm all, look at what time that those commercials ended. And he's like, not in front of Kevin. He's like, don't tell Kevin on me. And I'm going to tell. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, because you're losing money. And then that starts a whole cycle of like dominoes of sales team, on air, program.
Right. So then we have to do what is called a make good. And that, makes us lose money again.
and possibly clients. Like that's like the motto here, right? And for every job, you don't want to lose customers. Right. So why would you not respect that?
So there is a reason that I'm always bitching at him towards the end of the show to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So when he goes on to say things like, Joanna just gave us the leeway to go into the next hour, my blood pressure spikes because this dude's already not going to break on time.
You need to download a bunch of different like wrap it up voices.
He's all like, I gave you a music bed to start playing when I have a minute left. That way I know I have a minute left. And I'm like, yeah, I've played it thrice. Care. And that meant that you should have finished the show 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. No. You need the Dave Chappelle one. I think you guys do play, or someone does play it. But it's the Dave Chappelle when he made a little wrap it up box.
Uh-huh.
Or he made the Oscar applause box. And he would use it during sex. It's one of his skits. And they would just wrap it up.
That's hilarious.
Wrap it up. And they play the Oscars music and people clapping.
I'm going to start doing that.
I'm going to send it to you. Play it for him.
I can see now why Brandon always was stressed out.
Yeah. And yells. The producer has the most
Brandon
stress,
was
probably.
A little bit more.
He would scream at him.
He would scream at him. And he would like cut him off completely.
Yeah, he would just play
and
it.
And I'm like, I'm not your mom. I've told you already once. You got to wrap it up.
Your real parents need to handle you. Your mommy and daddy. Yeah,
exactly. Our bosses can handle you. That's not my issue anymore. And I've done it where they've come and asked me, and I'm all like, he didn't want to break. I told him to break, and he didn't. Mm-hmm. And our boss would be like, we just lost like a lot of money.
You're like, ah.
Yeah, I know. But
I tried.
You tell him that.
Wrap it up.
It's Buzz's world, and we're just living in it.
Yeah.
Really?
That's why this is called What the Buzz.
Because the Buzz.
We don't know what's going on. We just work here. And try to help bring in money.
We try to make you smile and laugh every day.
Yes.
Even that dude that calls in to bitch at us.
Exactly.
That he hates the show.
Well, yeah. Well, even the people who hate you guys but still religiously listen every day.
Thank you.
That's fine.
I need
That's
a job.
Okay. I do the same with other DJs in this area. Like, it's fine. I get it. you need to hear it. And just continue on with your life.
Because how are you going to bitch about it if you don't hear it?
Exactly. So at least hear it. We're trying to do more, be more out there for the community and all that. But hey.
But we're here.
But we're here now.
I mean, we're here now.
I want to push something out to be like, hey, local businesses, if you want to work with a radio station, but then I don't know what happens once I do that, you know?
Yeah.
I always wonder what happens after I do that.
We don't know. We're not salespeople.
Yeah, like, am I bringing in, like, good people to end up hating us? They're like, you know, I'm not going to work with them again.
It's happened before, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, guys, we still want to have that lovely local connection with you all. We never want to crap on clients or crap on people in the community.
No.
So feel free to reach out to us
and tell us certain things. I think I've said it before a lot of times. That's one of the things I love about this company. They push us to support local.
Yeah.
They really want us to be local.
Yeah, and we really do fully support that. I'm always like, local businesses,
hell yeah,
local restaurants. Even if it is a local owner, but it's a franchise, hey, we're all for that.
Totally. We love it. It's great. I love local. Supporting local is top tier for me.
Yeah, but...
But it's hard. It's not as easy as it sounds.
We're trying to do more events and get out there and, you know, get merch, create stickers. I'm on this kicker right now where I'm like, can we do merch? Can we do endorsements? And I don't even know if I'm the person. I should just stay in my lane of like, hey, can you guys do articles? And just like,
Emily's really highlight local pushing people. Things like that. I love highlighting local people. Love it. Something local is happening and they did a great job about it. I'm going to tell you about
it. Exactly. And feel free to send it to us. Use the app for that, huh? How about you do that instead of complain? How about you? Every time you want to complain, you're like, you know what? I just saw this really cool restaurant. I'm going to send that to them instead.
Yeah, let us know about cool
How about we do that? I saw this really cool mural, you know, at Jaguars. I'm going to send it to them.
Thank you. You know? That would be nice.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? Joanna wrote about that.
I did. It's my most accomplished article.
I'm still pushing it out.
Thank you. Especially now. I don't know if you guys heard. There's a lot of stuff going on at Jaguars.
Always. That's the only... No, I'm lying. That was my first strip club I've been to.
Oh, yeah?
It's Jaguars. Yes.
I've never been to Jaguars.
No.
But...
The softest boobs.
So, Emily...
softest boobs is all I remember. It was like, wow, her boobs are really soft. And now that I'm a mom, I'm like, oh, wow, is that why her boobs were soft? Just, like, that's just a thought I have randomly throughout the day. Like, I remember that one girl at Jaguars. I don't know her name, sadly. I don't remember her name.
Yeah, but
I was like, man, she had the softest boobs ever. I hope she's doing good.
Pillows.
Yeah, I hope she's doing okay.
So there's a mural at Jaguars that leaves a lot of people puzzled.
So many questions.
It's like four dudes on it. There's a jaguar at the top. Which I'm all, obviously, the place is called Jaguars.
But it's like climbing over the building. So it's like the building on the building, if you notice that.
And then there's like the mountain with the star.
And we're nowhere near that, but okay.
But nice touch, El Paso, right? And then it has these four dudes.
Yeah.
And you can kind of make out their names, but underneath one of them, it says RIP. And I thought, oh, this dude died.
And then things got dark. Yeah. And then
things got dark because somebody let us know. Those were former owners who have already died.
And they look kind of young.
Exactly.
I'm a little worried now.
How many owners has this place had? And should the new owner be concerned for his life? Why do
and
they all die?
I don't mean to laugh, but it's...
I know. I'm sorry. Why do they die?
Yeah, it was just kind of a shock. It's one of those nervous laugh shocks. I'm like, what?
What? Record scratch.
Yeah, why?
What?
Is the Jaguar okay?
And like, as somebody famously put it, the mural outside of Jaguars makes me lose my horny, which is top tier.
I don't mean
quote.
To laugh at that too, but it's like, why write that?
Well, because why would you have these four dead dudes in the front of your building?
Put it on
it's
the
a
side.
Strip club.
You should have put it on the side. Yeah.
Maybe on the side, a little tribute on the inside, a candle maybe.
A candle in the wind.
Mural of Picture. Dead dudes? When you're going to a strip club.
I really thought, when I first saw it, I really thought it was just like, yeah, they are the owners and they're just bragging like, this is our
place.
I thought
that too.
And then the darkness then came.
Are they related? Is Jaguars a family-owned business?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, because I had been talking to Frank Payne, who is another radio personality, but he was in Amarillo?
Yeah.
I think Amarillo. Yeah, and Abilene. And he... would talk about Jaguars a lot. So I think there's a Jaguars club in Abilene, and it same logo, same everything. So I thought it was a family business. Like, it's in the same area.
Are they all
But he never responded to me because I asked him, do you guys have a mural too? And then he never answered me. So I'll go drive by it. He never told me because then some crap happened. So then I saw someone write an article that it was demolished. So I don't know if it was the same Jaguars. I'm starting rumors.
Maybe it was just completely different Jaguars.
Yeah, because they own a lot. If you go to the website, there's like a bunch of strip clubs that are like associated.
Named Jaguars. That's a good name.
No, they're a bunch of different names.
Oh, okay.
It's weird. It just says, look out for our other business or something like that at the
bottom
of the
website.
What is
the other one called? Cheetahs?
I don't even remember the names, honestly. I don't want to lie. Go to the website.
It's all safari themed.
No, it's like random. They're really random names that I was just like, not sketchy.
I really love like strip club names. Bucks. Red Parrot.
Bucks. I still want to go for the Steak and Lobster.
Buzz will not take us to the Steak and Lobster.
I know,
can
I
you
really
believe
hoping
that?
He'd do that.
I was just talking about this with my mom the other day because I was writing the Jaguars article.
Yeah.
And her mom, Buzz doesn't want to take me to Bucks. And her mom was like, why? I'm like, well, first of all, I don't know. But second of all, he's all like, that's an HR violation. And I think at
Is
the time
it?
You were pregnant.
Oh, and we kept saying. And I was like, well, I'm hungry.
And I'm all like, come on, Emily's
Support
pregnant.
Single moms.
Well, she's pregnant. Let's feed her baby. And he's like, I am not taking much less a pregnant woman to a strip club.
A pregnant woman can't have fun or what's
and
up?
I'm all like, I'm not there to judge you or anything. I just want to get the steak and
I'm
lobster.
I'm hungry. You don't want to feed a mama and her baby? Jeez.
He did not want to take us to Bucks.
He didn't. That could have been my baby shower. Nobody even thought about it.
Yeah,
Nobody
right?
threw me a baby shower.
They
it could
didn't
have been
throw
at
you
Bucks.
Anything here?
They gave me a basket and said, here, sorry, no lunch.
Oh, man. Didn't Veronica get like a huge thing?
Hell yeah, she did. I remember.
And trust that I did let them know, like, I told our boss, like, hey, if you want to do something like that with Emily, she wants pizza.
I even had an office, okay? Party. They decorated the studio for her. I was like, I have an office. You know, you could have put a balloon on my door and said, like, ooh, here's your baby shower. No, I got a basket, I think maybe a week before I was going to leave. And they were like,
they're like, oh.
Sorry about the lunch. Here's a basket. It's like, I can't eat this. I'm hungry.
I'm starting to see that the salespeople don't treat us.
They don't care about me.
They don't care about us.
It's okay. I ate today was
somebody's birthday.
Paola. On the other end. She's great.
Yeah, she is great. Shout out to Paola. I didn't know it was her birthday. But they got cake, and then they left like three slices for
and
us.
And then I felt bad. I told Megan, dude, I'm so sorry. I forgot about your birthday.
Oh.
And we still owe you a cake. She's
yeah.
Like, she's like, yeah, nobody got me a cake. And I was like, I'm so sorry. That was Kevin's job.
Kevin, I told Buzz to do it.
And she said Buzz was supposed to bring me a
yes,
cake.
Yes, because I'm the one that told him, don't forget tomorrow's Megan's birthday. Can I trust you to get the cake? And he goes, yes, I'll get the cake. He was like gung-ho about it. And I'm like, okay, she loves chocolate. Get a chocolate cake. And the next morning, I'm all coming in with her gifts and stuff. And I'm all, where's the cake? And he's like, ah, shit.
Oh, my God. And, oh, well, we can send Nico for Starbucks, but we can't send Nico to get cake.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Why didn't we send
Nico? That would have been my point.
I forgot about it.
And I just totally forgot.
Oh, Nico wasn't here that day.
Oh.
I just remembered he was not here that day.
And I totally forgot. And I told him, I'm so sorry. I was so, like, in my head. You should have texted me and said, go get an effing cake.
Well, because I was where so was mad I? At Buzz.
I don't even know where I was.
I was like, I trusted you with
I
it.
I know,
you
that's
had
true.
One job, Buzz. Get it, Megan
it
a cake.
It was bad. Yeah, we're bad. Our side is bad with birthdays. Sales side, it religiously, really like, let's go get a cake.
Also, I never really know when. I know forget. Yours is coming up.
Yeah, I won't be. It's on the weekend, so everyone gets to avoid cake.
21?
21st?
23rd. Oh, 23rd.
Sunday.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was like, I just want to go see Evil Dead.
I know when I'm going to get you. I'm so excited.
Go to Red Door Vintage and go get yourself a Scream beach towel. I keep forgetting to tell you. A ghost face. They have a ghost face towel. And I was just
so
like,
you've
hey.
Been to Red Door Vintage.
All the time. But, shit. That's where but no, because I'm always like, I need to tell Joanna there's a ghost face. There's a ghost face this
almost
and that.
Shit. That's where I was going to get your gift.
No, I haven't. No, I'm okay. Don't get me anything. We're all going to forget
what
my birthday.
What kind of cake do you like?
Not chocolate. Anything but chocolate.
Anything but chocolate.
Yeah. I have to crave the chocolate.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't like chocolate store-bought cake.
I don't
It has
either.
To be like homemade.
I chocolate. Only like those big-ass muffins. Chocolate
oh, shit,
muffins.
Those are good, yeah.
That's all. Like, I love those damn things. That's about it.
Delicious.
But not a cake. But no, it's the weekend. It's a pass. Everybody just gets to
I don't care. Forget. We'll celebrate Monday.
Be like, Kevin, give me that card again. Let's go get a pizza.
Ooh, that was nice.
That's what, like, we need a pizza card.
Hell yeah, we do.
But I always like to see, like, what other people do at offices for birthdays.
They have, like, big celebrations and stuff.
Nobody ever answers my engagement questions when I'm like, hey.
Hey, what do you guys do at your office when it's someone's birthday?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, are you guys happy? I'll start writing that. Hey, you guys happy at work right now?
We jest. We're very happy here.
Okay, yeah,
we but when it comes to it. Birthdays, on this end, you guys don't know how the building works, but there's two ends. It's like,
it's like an H. Yeah.
And we're on one end of the H, and then there's like a little hallway that connects us to the other
side. That's full of dead cats, according to a medium, and I always love to tell people that. It's full of dead cats.
Oh, my God.
According to the medium, but
aw, kitties.
That was a long time ago. We need to bring in a medium.
So we don't know what really goes on the other end of this building.
No, never.
So when we see somebody from the sales side over here, we're like, holy crap, what's going on?
Except for Steve.
Steve's
Steve and Adrian are the...
Steve, because he has his
They're the
office
unicorns.
Over here.
Yeah, because they're both on air and sales.
Mm-hmm.
They're magical beings, so they get to float through both.
They can seamlessly go through both
hallways.
Yeah,
we don't question them. But anyone else, we're like, why are you here?
Yeah, what is it now? What did I do wrong? It's like, usually what we did wrong. Like, we were talking about Budweiser or something.
Bud Light?
We got in trouble or something.
Oh, crap.
No.
Oh, crap. I didn't think about that.
Or I think Megan was the one who was telling me that she was, like, scared that they were like, you guys were talking about Bud Light. And then later on, the salesperson was like, oh, no, they really liked the way you handled it.
Okay, nice. And I forgot about that.
I'm all like, what the hell were we saying? We didn't say anything bad about Bud Light or about the controversy. We were just like, why are people mad?
Yeah. No, you guys did handle it well. You weren't crapping on Bud Light, so I can see. But I didn't even think of that. I was listening to that conversation. Oh.
And then Megan's all like, I'm still new here. I don't know who our clients are.
Well, there should be a list on the wall.
There should probably
be. We really should be like, hey.
I don't know. And then I'm all, just do the Brad approach. Our boss, Brad, is all like, don't make him mad because they could be a client.
But they're like, well, then we're never going to write about anything. Because the same goes for articles. Right. Like, there's certain rules and guidelines we need to follow when it comes to businesses and whatnot. But when they're not a client.
We just took a big old community class on this.
TSU. Love it.
But how to write things without making them sound like ads.
Yeah, but hey, that's why we sell that product. Anyone interested, let us know. But there's a whole thing about it. And it should be the same. I don't know who all our clients are. And then I'll even send
them. You should probably know.
I should also know. And that's why I tell them. I was like, hey, I've started sending them to our main sales manager saying, hey, here's like 5 articles about local businesses that could possibly become endorsements. So like Glenn just wrote about the Bubba's 33 one and I was fixing it up and whatnot. And they showed up and brought us food.
I heard. I wasn't here, but Joe Pete was all like, they brought food.
They brought food. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was right before one of your remotes. And I was like, dude, take some food and go. Because Joanna told me there's no food over there. And then Glenn came and took some food too. And then I was like, take pictures of them. But like, they didn't have to do that.
That was nice. We
didn't have to write about that. But it's one of those, I don't know if they're clients. I still don't know if they're clients. They came in and were very sweet. I don't know if they're clients.
Right. Interesting. Somebody should have jumped on that.
I know. And I wondered if somebody did. Because I asked Kevin saying, hey.
Nobody knows what goes on here.
Yeah. I was like, hey. So, and that's the sad part is our program director is in the middle of this H, right? So he should go live in the hallway with the cats.
He needs to be in the middle.
Because it is. He honestly should move his office to the middle because he deals with both. And so he's supposed, whatever the heck the sell side is doing, is supposed to talk to him and then he talks to you. If you're interested in something with sales, you have to go talk to him and then it goes through them.
I forgot what it was that we were doing. I think it was the university that the corporate people put on us where they were like, write down the things that you like.
Oh, yeah. And you're like, no, that's a PTSD word, guys.
I cannot tell you how many meetings we've had. I have had myself with our salespeople where they're like, oh, we're working on getting like some endorsements for you guys. But write down the things that you like, things that you're interested in. And we'll go back and we'll see what we can do with that. And yeah, I will admit for a while, I had a nice gig with Alamo Drafthouse.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love movies.
Uh-huh.
But how many meetings did we have where the same salesperson came and asked me the same thing? Write down these lists. And I'm like, I gave you a list like 6 weeks ago.
I gave you yesterday. What are you doing? Exactly. It feels like
so
that.
So when the corporate people were like, write down the things that you like. And I'm like, no.
No.
I'm not doing it
for you, Rob. I'm not.
I love you, Rob, but I'm not going to do it.
It's like, nobody's going to see this. No. Ooh. And then we had two people here write it in the chat. And I was like, please don't do that. I sent an email saying, can you please just send those to Kevin? Don't continue.
Don't put it yet. Don't. You don't have to do that. You're all like, I'm so sorry.
Please, everyone, don't look at it.
So as you can see, we have a lot of great communication in this building.
It's fun every day. You're like, why? Why did you? Oh, Kevin got upset because someone called me to say, can you check the calendar for me? And Kevin's like, I sent them the calendar. Oh. I just sent them the calendar. I was like, nobody reads their emails.
Nobody reads the emails. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
We got in trouble yesterday.
For not reading an email?
Yeah.
Which one?
Something about Metallica.
Oh, great.
Uh-oh. And Buzz was like, did Kevin say if he was mad or anything? And I'm all, honestly, dude, I ducked out of here as fast as I could.
That's probably why the calendar triggered him.
He was already upset.
I had no idea what was going on either, guys. And then I just like, hey, I had to check on something. I sent the calendar.
So we don't know who our clients are.
But if you want to be one, please reach out to us.
If you want to be one, let us know. We love local.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of businesses, we have a big one coming into town finally.
Ah.
Not Cheesecake Factory, but Panera.
Yes. I was going to run in the studio and scream, Panera Bread, because I saw it when I was driving to work. Don't ask me how. And we're like, Panera Bread. And Mike, I got in my office and looked and saw Mike called it. I was like, okay, good.
I know. I was like, he already called it.
Yeah, and I was like, I know he's going to do it, and he
amazing.
Did find it.
You can read that at kaylaq.com, yes. kissfm.com, or kissalpaso.com. Mike wrote all about Panera Bread coming to El Paso.
Finally.
Go us. Yay. We're getting up
after
to speed.
All those years of Panera Bread commercials on local television. Right? You're like, why are you here?
Don't you hate it when that happens?
I do.
For a while, we would get like Dave and Buster's commercials.
I used to get super mad at Dave and Buster's. And I was like, that looks so fun.
Yeah, we don't even have one.
Red Robin stopped.
Ask me how many times I've been to Dave and Buster's since they've been here.
How many times?
Once. After I was bitching, like, we don't even have a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, me too.
We got one, and I've only been once.
Yeah, no. I think I went, like, three times for the kids.
For the kids.
Even for that. It was, like, for the kids, not
I
for
went
me.
One time with Buzz. That was the one time I went.
You'd be like, give me money. Buy me a play card, yeah?
Panera Bread is coming. Have you been to a Panera Bread?
No, I have not been to a Panera Bread. Sorry. I just know they got big old bread bowls.
They do, yeah.
And that's all I've ever wanted. I've never had a bread bowl.
You've been to a corner bakery?
Yes.
It's a corner bakery.
Do they have bread bowls?
I don't know.
I don't think they do. I used to go a lot with our boss because it was the closest thing. And when we'd have our meetings, he's like, let's go to corner bakery because he liked something there. I don't even remember anymore.
Hell yeah, corner bakery. I love corner bakery.
I like their soup. But it doesn't come in a bowl, a bread bowl.
Yeah, you got to put that in a bread bowl. It is good.
That's what I'm saying. I've never had a bread bowl.
Like,
and I really
you get
want
two
one.
Meals in one with a bread bowl because you could save the bread for later.
But I feel bad because I don't like bread.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah. My mom thinks, like, how did you come out of me? Because she loves bread. I don't like bread.
When I did keto at the beginning of the pandemic because I was, like, fit or whatever, yeah. I lost weight.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
But then the pandemic hit and I was like, I got to support these local burger businesses.
I know. And
I am a local hero.
Kryptonite. Yeah. We were supporting local. Everyone's
Papa
doing
Burgers,
their part.
I am supporting you.
Ooh, Papa Burgers. Which I have a question about that.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
The Papa's Burger on Socorro. Is it the same one as Papa Eric's? And is there another Papa's Burger?
There's one in Central where
See,
I live.
I've never heard that one. No, no, I think I have. Those are they all the same Papa? Or are these
Is it
different
one
daddies?
Papa? Who's There's our daddies?
Papa. There's a Papa in Socorro. There's our Papa on Saragossa. And then Papa Central. Because, I have been to that
question.
Place. That's what I was going to... Yeah.
Who's the main
Who's
Papa?
Who's the main Papa?
Who's my
Who
main
Who is
Papa?
Daddy? Yeah, the good headline. We can figure out a headline.
Papa?
Who... You are like Papa. I don't know who's the real Papa.
Who's the real one?
But I always wondered if they were...
That's
the same
a good
Papa.
Question. I didn't know there were other Papas
yes,
out there.
Yes, there's a Papa. Because Bo showed it to me. I loved it. And I was like, okay, why is this one named Eric? This one's Papa's Burgers. That's it. Papa's
Maybe
Burgers.
That's the distinction right there. One is
Papa Eric.
Eric.
And then
what's and the it? Others it's, are just Papas.
So see, there's two Papa's Burgers. Papa? And then Papa Eric came. And you're like, who are you? Are you my stepdaddy now? Like, who are you? But...
Papa Burgers.
I digress.
Papa Eric's Burgers is the one by my house.
But there's one on Saragossa.
So is it just one Papa?
Does this Papa own many Papas? Does he know my cat named Papa? Okay. Anyway.
If anyone knows, like, let us know. Also, by the way, great burgers. What was I talking about?
This is
about?
How my brain works. Panera, we were supporting local. Oh, and that's why you supported a lot of Papa Burgers.
I love bread. It was my point
yeah,
here.
Yeah, and that you love bread. Yeah.
And so I was when like, I did keto, that was the one thing that I was like, how am I going to live without that?
Yeah, no, I'm okay with it.
Without bread and tortillas?
Okay, yeah, see, tortillas are harder, but I'm okay
bread,
with
bread, like fresh
any bread.
Bread out
with
of,
butter?
With some butter?
I don't
Give
like
me
Texas
that, like a...
Roadhouse butter, though. I know that would kill me as a Texan, even though Texas Roadhouse isn't from Texas, but...
Logan's?
Not great. Logan's butter's not that great either. I don't like sweet butter.
Logan's doesn't really give you a sweet butter, does it?
A little bit. Sometimes, unless you ask. Unless I've been getting tricks.
But sometimes just the bread.
Yeah, just the bread.
Fresh
bread.
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Delicious. Oh, yeah, those are my kryptonite.
Olive Garden breadsticks?
No, I don't like Olive Garden. I hope they're not a client.
They're a little dry. You need to dip them in the sauce. Work on that.
No.
Oh, mm-mm. State Line bread.
It's been a while.
The bread at the State Line is my weakness. Really.
Well, Panera, are you excited about their bread? Have
yeah,
you been to Panera?
Right. I have been to Panera.
It's all right?
It's all right.
We're not bashing Panera.
I'm not
okay,
bashing.
Guys.
I love a good bread bowl. I love cheddar
Just saying.
Soup.
I want to wear one. Soup. I want to make them hats. after seeing their website, like a dude holding a bowl, and I'm like, that's a big bowl. Can I make it a hat?
Somebody get Emily a bowl.
I want a bowl. I want a hat.
Yeah.
Why have we not had more bread hats?
Bread hats are a thing we should do here.
We need to do it.
I love sandwiches, so.
No. I'm all right. I'm not a, like, if I choose to go out to eat, it's not going to be like one of those type.
Mm. You're not. Like, I want a steak, damn.
Yeah. I'm either going to Dave & Buster's. If I'm going to spend my money, it's going to be on like a burger.
As a millennial who has horrible spending habits, I will spend money on sandwiches.
No, because I don't want to spend my money on sandwiches. I'm going to go home and eat a mediocre effing sandwich I made myself. Then go ask you to make me a better sandwich, all right? I'm going to put my money in that burger.
Man, now I want Corner Bakery.
I know. I was thinking about, like, man, their dessert's really good.
Their Uptown Turkey sandwich.
Their breakfast is really good. That's
breakfast
what I like.
Breakfast is delicious. Pancakes are good there.
Yeah, but no, I'm trying to.
What I'm trying to say is Corner Bakery, work with your girl.
Yeah, they're here now. I say we reach out to them as clients. Panera's coming.
Your competition is coming.
Yeah, so get ready for it.
Come work with Joanna, who already loves your sandwiches.
Who's their little market? They're supposed to be, and then locally, they're supposed to be really good. Like, Bee's Pastries is supposed to be a really good one, but it's Far East.
Oh, it is Far. I've been wanting to go to that
one. I've been wanting to go. It looks amazing. It's by Iris.
You know me. I hardly ever head out to the east side.
Whenever you have a remote over there.
Yeah, that's the only time I'm out there.
You're going to be like, guess what? We're hitting all this. We're hitting this one. We're hitting this one.
Dude, I do that all the time. Like, my sister and I are just like, let's go here. Now that we're on the east side,
where
should we go? Yeah. What should we do? Yeah. But I hardly ever make it out there.
Yeah, no. It's that one. And there's another one. I love Crave, too, but they're
not. Crave is good. My mom fucking loves that place.
Crave's amazing.
I love their mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a whore for mac and cheese.
Would that be your last meal?
No.
Mac and cheese? No? Okay.
It would probably be tacos or pizza.
You're like a little bit slutty. A little slutty knee.
Like,
I learned what a slutty knee was from Pedro Pascal.
His little slutty knee.
His little slutty knee.
What is our obsession with this man?
Like, how's a knee slutty? But you know what? Now that I watched it, it is a little slutty knee.
Yeah.
Do you have a slutty knee?
Which knee would be your slutty knee? I think for me, it'll be this left one right here.
Which one? Which one did I stab? Because it would be not that one.
You stabbed your knee?
I accidentally stabbed my knee cutting a shirt. Back in the day when people used to like, oh, I'm going to customize my shirt for football games or whatever.
I did that all the time.
Stabbed myself in the knee with scissors. Oh, shit. I have a little scar. So not that knee. I don't remember
That's
which
not your
knee.
Little
That's
slutty
not my
knee.
Slutty knee. It doesn't need another slit. It's all right.
It's this one for me, the left one.
The left one. Whenever I have shorts, I'll look and be like, that's my slutty knee.
Dude, what is our obsession with Pedro Pascal?
He's great. I just saw an article where it said, I can't stop talking about Pedro Pascal.
I feel like in Mean Girls where she's like, I'm just waiting for somebody to bring up Regina. I'm waiting for somebody.
You guys watch Mandalorian?
Yes. I'm just waiting for someone to bring something up with him.
Would you because
that's
Pedro?
What my fucking... That's all my TikTok is now.
You're still I'm stuck in Pedro talk. I'm stuck in Jasper talk, but I don't even know how I got there.
Jasper?
I've never seen the original. I don't know. I'm in Jasper talk. It's that weird voice doll, I guess, but I've never seen like the original Jasper talk. I don't know. I'll look it up for you, but it's like.
Have you ever watched a show and then you just become like really obsessed with it when you're done with it?
Yes.
And so my TikTok is now also Pedro Pascal and Fleabag.
I loved Fleabag. I watched that a lot.
Holy crap. I love that show.
It's a really.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
A good show.
I finished it this past weekend and now I'm obsessed with
it. No, Sex Life on Netflix was the one I was obsessed with like 2 weeks ago. And then they had just said they're not going to renew it because there's a bunch of drama behind it.
Oh, no.
I guess with the female, because it was Netflix's most full frontal nudity. Yeah, they would go hard.
And one of the actresses complained about the show.
Yeah, that it got all soft when she wanted it to go like hard. Deeper into like controversial topics and whatnot. And they made it really soft. They made it sweet, but I guess she wanted to make it keep being gritty kind of.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's basically
I did see that article, but I was like, I've never seen this show, so.
It's a good show. Give it a chance. It sounds good. But there's a lot of penis.
Do you know how many times it took me to get into Fleabag? Because so many people told me, you're going to love it.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
And that first episode, I could just never get through it.
No, yeah, it's slow.
But then on my TikTok, I started getting a lot of videos from the guy who plays the priest.
Mm-hmm.
Adorable
man.
Love
cute
him.
Man. Go find a priest, guys.
I guess I'm going to have to watch this show.
Father DeFrock, you can go find him. That's one. Lovely priest.
And then I went on a deep dive. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little inebriated when I finished the show. And so I just went through a whole deep dive.
This is a great show. I got to know more about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that's what made, who's the actress's name? I always get it wrong.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Phoebe Waller. Yeah, because I always think of Phoebe Bridges,
right,
the singer or whatever. But
and she's about to come out in the new Indiana Jones movie. Mm-hmm. And so I'm all going down this deep dive. And now I'm obsessed with the show. It's done and over with. There was only two seasons.
I know. And that was another show. Like, damn it, two seasons only. Give me more. I need more.
But is she going to sleep with a priest?
I don't know. Like, I wanted it to happen.
The whole time I'm all like, is she going to
do it
with the priest?
What happens when the priests, they get defrocked, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I want to know. I want to see how it really happens. Like, that's
but
what
in
I was
the
like.
End,
I want to know what happened.
He chose God. So.
Well, okay. All right.
How do you compete with that? You know? Like, that's God.
That's what I'm going to just tell myself. Well, you know, they chose God over me. So I'm okay. How do you compete with that? I compete with
God. So my sister and I are watching it, and she's like, I guess it's better him choosing God than it is to him choose another woman.
Tis true.
Makes me feel a little better.
Right. You're like, okay.
That's so bad. Back to Pedro Pascal and now Andrew Scott.
I never knew his name.
My TikTok is now.
Pedro Pascal, Andrew
and
Scott.
And I need people to stop posting those videos of like Pedro Pascal in his roles where he's just like moaning and groaning.
I have seen that and I'm like, why? Who does? Oh, someone who used to work here is the only person I've seen she post that. And I'm like, what are you doing? And it's those. I've never seen those before until her. And I was like, what?
Guys, I posted one the other day because I'm all, I haven't seen it. My God, that is.
You guys got to stop.
Don't add to my delusion. Do you ever have those feelings where you're like, look, if
pick
I ever like.
Me.
Exactly.
Choose me. Love me.
And on that end.
Is that what it is? I wanted for you to tell me. I did not check. But I only got like two of those sounds. And then it gets stuck in my head. Because it's from Grey's Anatomy, and my mom
watches
Grey's Anatomy.
I didn't know where it was from, and because I went down this deep hole of, like, Pedro Pascal is on my For You, and I keep thinking, like, I think everybody thinks this. If you run into a celebrity, you're like, he's going to fall in love
totally
with me.
He's totally going to love me. Looking at you,
he's
Zac
not.
Efron.
Right?
He might. Because
I would probably be an idiot and be like,
Yeah, you would. When I ran into Superman, lost my chance.
You ran into Superman?
Yes, I ran into Henry Cavill.
Oh my, that is a beautiful man.
And you saw me with Spencer? You saw me with Spencer. Dude. And he's not beautiful. That man.
I still look back at the Spencer thing and I'm
I
all
kill
like,
myself
God,
in
Joanna,
my head.
You were stupid.
Oh, you were stupid, Joanna? Okay. All right, girl. I hope I make you feel better every day how stupid I was.
He was sitting like right next to us and I couldn't talk to him.
Staring at his crotch.
And I was just like, how do
look
I
look at this chicken wing? We're like, we should order something. Like, yeah, we should order something, huh?
And we're like,
deep throat's chicken wing. But
yeah, your husband got all
he did. He still makes jokes. We still joke about it.
I'm glad you guys could joke about it because at the moment I thought, oh my God, they're going to get divorced because of Spencer.
Well, something else. But lost my chance there. Lost my chance there.
So can you imagine us in front of Pedro Pascal? Like,
exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
We couldn't even talk to Spencer of Ice Nine Kills.
Yeah, I think I love him more than Superman. And seriously, Superman was beautiful. Beautiful man. And even and my mom was with me. And my mom was all... She couldn't speak either. We both couldn't speak. And him and his friends laughed at us because they saw us giggling like little schoolgirls.
They know.
And I was like, oh, but you couldn't come up to and say, yes, ladies, it's me. Would you like to take a picture? He was just holding his drink and was like, and they laughed and walked away. And I was like, this mother knew. He didn't even try to like, hi, ladies.
Where the hell is that article? Oh, poosh. I found it.
Poosh.
And so there's like a lot of TikToks where it's using that sound, pick me, choose me. And it's like they're telling Pedro Pascal that.
Oh, really?
And I'm all, yeah, he'll never pick me.
We got to get him here somehow.
I don't know how, but we're going to.
He used to do Comic Cons.
We should start practicing just like on any rock star that shows up here. And like that way when we meet another one. We're not.
There was
dumb.
Another one, yeah, that walked through here that it was like nobody warned us he was coming. And it was Tobias of Ghosts.
I wasn't here for
I know. No one told us he was coming. That's what I was like, what? Why wouldn't you tell
Can
people?
Can you imagine that day I looked awful?
I was. And then Veronica was in my office like, get out of the way. Like,
there's some people that can totally handle it. I am not that person.
No.
I cannot.
We obviously failed that test.
Yeah.
Tried to be professional even because I was handling the meet and greet for Ice Nine Kills. And she's like, nope, not professional. Not professional whatsoever. I regret it every day. And then I think Hailstorm. I was more calm with Hailstorm. I guess because it was
Maybe
a
because
female.
It was a lady.
It was a lady woman.
You didn't want to get into her lady bits.
I didn't.
But we all wanted
her
to get into
her brother, maybe. But
we all wanted to get into Spencer's lady bits.
Yeah, we
or
did.
Man bits, I mean.
I was like, yeah, his lady.
And you're like, yeah.
Hey, Matt, I don't know what he identifies as.
So this whole time I'm looking at these TikToks and I'm like, what the hell is, because like the hashtag is pick me girl.
What the hell is a pick me girl?
What am I pick me? What am I picking, right?
Yeah.
Pick me girl is an actual term and it's called pick me girl syndrome.
I'm scared already.
I know. Where the hell is the thing that tells me?
Pick me.
Here's the things that say it's what a pick me girl is. It does say, editor's note, although this article uses male and female pronouns, the advice applies to all sexual orientations and gender identities. They also say it's okay if you identify with some of these, but don't make it your entire personality.
Okay.
Pick me girl. She makes it known that she doesn't need to wear makeup.
Okay.
And it's like, cool. There's no need to brag about your perfectly even skin if you don't need makeup.
Okay.
Have you seen that one video of that chick that's like, I don't believe in wearing makeup?
No, but Alicia Keys is one of those.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's the only person I've ever seen. Like, I don't need makeup.
She talks about how low maintenance she is.
Okay.
And this, so it says, like, this is the things that she'll tell a guy to make herself seem, like, chill and, like, ooh, I'm a cool girl.
Okay.
So that the guy can be interested in her.
A low-maintenance girl?
A low-maintenance girl doesn't need makeup. She's very low-maintenance. She says, I'm not like other girls.
Okay. Cool.
She shames other women.
Okay.
And she brags about being a guy's girl.
Well, that's the internet ruined that for me because all I see are like the Olivia Munn with a bunch of wieners in her mouth when they say like, oh, I'm a guy's girl. And then you have.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Like, I'll be guilty. I always said that because I grew up with three brothers and guys are afraid of me.
I guess there's a way of saying like,
yeah,
oh, I'm a guy's girl. So this one says, typically it's a red flag if someone can't keep a close group of female friends and only hangs out with males.
Nah, I got
There's
half
nothing
friends.
Wrong with having close guy pals, but if she's claiming that she doesn't like having girlfriends, there might be a deeper reason.
Dun, dun, dun.
And lastly, she has to make it known that she, quote unquote, doesn't do drama.
I just met a girl like that, and I was like, what is wrong with you? Yes, you do, because you're talking to me. So you do drama, girl. Don't tell me you
you're
don't do drama. Yeah.
Do you know who I... You know me, Emily. I love some drama.
Yeah, I love the drama.
I love watching from afar.
I will never tell a girl, I'm not going to talk to you because I don't do drama. Like, nah, dude, give it to me or you want me to create it. Which one you want? I feel like I do... I feel like I am that type that just say, like, I'm a guy's girl, but because I grew up with three guys, and
but
other
you don't
men
use
are
that
have
as
told
a
me
way
that?
To make.
Yeah,
men...
no, I've never flirted with a guy. Like, I'm a guy's
I'm
girl.
Totally. I don't even need makeup.
And then I chug a beer, or yeah, I've never said that. Like, I love my makeup. I love my drama.
I love drama.
But yeah, I feel like I'm more guy-y, but I'm also weird, and I'll accept that.
The moral of the story is this woman, this pick me girl, says it to make guys like her.
Them?
Yeah.
What guy?
And like
that?
Set her apart from other women. Like, pick me.
Choose
me.
Does she also look like Kim Kardashian and say that? Because
probably.
She and there
must
we go
be really
bashing
hot
other
if she doesn't
wait,
need
wait,
makeup.
Might be a pick me girl if I'm bashing another woman.
I bash anyone. All right.
Yeah, I don't care what you identify
equal
as.
Equal opportunity.
Do you want to identify as a tree? I'll bash you too. Earth Day. I don't
fuck
care.
A tree.
yeah, no, that's weird. No, I just seen
the
that.
The internet.
Yeah, just I just really like that.
It's like when we found
me.
Out about daddies.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't
you
get
can listen
it.
To that
but we should do a thing podcast. For Father's Day where we just get the men around here and be like, is this a daddy or a zaddy? And it's like Buzz Adams.
You should just, I'll record you walk up to him and be like,
daddy or zaddy?
No. Okay. Walk away. Daddy.
Who's a bigger daddy?
Even if you just walk up to people, right? Like, daddy?
What? To Steve and he's all, yeah, I have.
No, the way. I love when Steve
says
that.
Steve is so
that.
Vulgar.
Yeah.
Steve has a potty mouth.
Oh, and I was leaving last week. Steve was watching the new Ghost video.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've seen the new Ghost video.
I have, yeah.
It's intense.
It is.
And he was jamming out to, I thought it was Daniel, how loud it was. And no, it was Steve.
It was Steve.
Jamming out to Ghost, and I'm walking out, and he's all, man, this video's intense. I can't show this to Joel, which is his son. And I was like.
Yeah, don't show it to your
yeah,
son.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't. I was like, but I've been seeing a lot of people asking, like, how can I show this video to my kid? Should I show this video to my kid? And then he was getting up to the climax of the video.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, there's no way I can show him. And he's looking at me. He's like, what are you waiting for? I'm like, your reaction to this last scene. he's all, what do you mean? He's all, it's just hockey players. It's just hockey
it's
players,
just
Steve.
Hockey players.
And he's like, oh, man, they're pissing on him. And I'm like, is it pissy?
I don't think it's pissy.
And he's like, well, I can't say that to you.
He draws the line there.
And I walked away. And I was like, okay, Steve, have a good weekend.
Aw, Steve.
He's
that
great.
Was great.
That was a great interaction.
Steve Kaplowitz, daddy? Zaddy.
Daddy.
Who else?
Sporty daddy. He's sporty daddy.
All I know is Steve and Buzz.
We should do the daddy Mike. Girls, the Spice Girls, but like daddies. And Steve's the sporty spice.
Sporty spice. Buzz is
sporty daddy.
Posh.
Posh daddy. Mike is
ginger.
Ginger daddy. Who are the other ones? Oh my god. Sporty.
Baby.
Baby. Baby spice. Ginger spice. Sporty spice. Scary spice.
Scary. Who's going to be the scary? Buzz is scary.
What, spice. Who's the fifth one?
Baby. Sporty.
Baby.
Ginger.
Sporty. Ginger. Scary. And then. Posh.
Oh, posh.
Posh. The buzzy spice.
Me, the biggest Spice Girl fan ever.
That's why I look at you remember. Like, who
are we missing?
I should know. We'll
let
make
us
it happen.
Know.
We'll do a Father's
Buzz
Day
Adams.
Episode.
Daddy or Zaddy?
Meh.
We'll find out because the next time we probably do this.
We'll make an engagement.
It'll probably be Father's Day.
Yeah, download the app.
Download
send
the
it
app.
In the app chat.
Which... Send us your messages on the app chat.
Full circle.
Which
app
I
chat.
Swear it works because if you're calling in or you're messaging me that the app isn't working, it's working because you sent
it.
Me an app chat message.
You just sent an app.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
I digress.
Not going to explain
we were
it.
Moving on. My
yeah.
blood pressure.
Moving on.
Zaddy. Daddy. Buzz Adams?
We'll
go check out my article on the Jaguars mural.
And all the articles on KaylaeQ.com.
Check out all our articles.
Check them all.
Like Emily's mentioned before, you don't even need to read them. Just scroll.
Just scroll. Please help
we need
us.
To scroll.
Please help us so we can keep our job.
I would like to keep my job.
Thank you.
As much as I complain about it, I...
We'll be nicer to you if that's what... We won't wear makeup. We won't wear makeup and...
I haven't told anybody you get it when you get it, so you're welcome.
That needs to be a
this
sticker.
Podcast, however, I can tell you, you'll get it when you get it.
You'll get it when you get it. And you're
going to
enjoy
it. Now I have to
it.
Go edit it. And
it'll
it's
work.
About an hour of editing. So
no, wait. We'll condense it. It'll be fine.
Until next time, this was What the Buzz. Thank
yes.
you, Emily.
Thank you, Joanna.
Yeah, let's quit it.
Love you, Pedro.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.